WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton's blamed for at least 15 deaths in Florida. There's extensive damage, especially in the Tampa Bay area, but it could have been worse if people had not heeded evacuation orders, says ABC's Victor Oquendo in Venice, Florida.
We're coming right off of Helene, so they experienced that firsthand. And then we all saw what Helene did in North Carolina, too. So it was fresh in everyone's minds. And the way Milton was shaping up, nobody wanted to take a chance with this one.
There are still more than 2.6 million power outages in Florida. President Biden again condemned former President Trump for spreading lies about how his administration's responded to severe weather. Authorities in Deer Park, Texas say two people died and 35 had to be treated after a chemical release at a plant in the Houston suburb. And 12 people spent about 6 hours at the bottom of a former gold mine in Colorado after an elevator accident killed one person. The group's been rescued. This is ABC News. Sean Diddy Combs will stand trial for sex trafficking and sexual abuse on May 5th of next year. The music mogul was in federal court Thursday as prosecutors anticipate that trial will last about a month. ABC's Aaron Katursky was in court.
About 100 devices seized in raids of Diddy's homes last March, and then after his arrest in September, they're still going through the 100 electronic devices. They're having some trouble getting into all of them, but it gives you a sense of just how much evidence prosecutors already have as they begin to dig into this case.
A second former sheriff's deputy in Crawford County, Arkansas, was sentenced to prison for a 2022 violent arrest. Zachary King pleaded guilty to violating the civil rights of a man he kicked during the arrest outside of a convenience store in Mulberry near the Oklahoma border. Another officer had already been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison with credit for time served. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my 4 steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number 1, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step 2, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step 3, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some Wisconsin school districts are the subject of a federal rights complaint. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
4 Wisconsin school districts are accused of violating Title IX by allegedly fostering hostile environments for transgender and non-binary students. The complaints are targeting districts that have allegedly eliminated or excluded gender identity from their anti-discrimination policies. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Doctors in Wisconsin say now is the time to get your annual COVID and flu shots. Dr. Jim Conway of UW Health says previous shots or illnesses won't keep you immune this season. That's because viruses mutate into different variants. Conway says this year's shots are your best defense against this year's strains. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks take on the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers in Milwaukee tonight for a preseason matchup. LeBron James questioning on Twitter why the Lakers have to travel all the way to Wisconsin for just one preseason game. NFL, the Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday. Romeo Doubs back at practice after his suspension. Matt LaFleur on what he told the players on how to handle any issues.
You have to have a conversation. There's usually a chain of command with that in terms of going to your position coach, addressing the issue. But how does it fit the confines of the team's wants. We're in the business of winning.
Packers wide receiver Bo Melton talked about facing his younger brother, Max, who plays defensive back for Arizona.
You know, I've been hearing it all day, me and Max. So just like since little kids, you always been on the same team. This is the first time we're actually going against each other on separate teams. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to play against him too, you know, just to see, you know, how good he's gotten. Definitely can't wait for the matchup.
That's Packers receiver Bo Melton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight, lower 50s at daybreak, light south winds. For Friday, skies will turn mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, a few more clouds Friday night, lows in the upper 40s behind a cold front, a much cooler weekend on the way. Currently 52 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Recombobulation Area's Dan Schaefer will be joining us to talk all things news. We wrap up the hour with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now it's time for News with My Dad, a show where we talk about the news with my dad. And on the phone live, playing the role of my dad, is in fact my dad, Joe Smith. Pop, how you doing?
Well, the nicest part about that I like to notice is it's live. Live is good.
Live is good. Live, it counts. When you reach 89 years old, it counts. Like every day, you know, it's a gift. And that's why, you know, the fact that the wonderful listeners here put up with us and put up with this chance to talk, I appreciate that gift. We don't know how, they may not be infinite. I think you got another 10 years, but it's not up to me. Maybe you'll catch up to Jimmy Carter. All right, Pop, this is a show we talk about the news. We try to talk about the important stuff. Sometimes we talk about the unimportant stuff. When it's unimportant, we try to say so. Dad, do you have a shout out?
I do have a shout out. I want a shout out for all of the people in the Southeast, Florida, particularly the last 48 hours, who jump in to help their neighbors, who recognize that when something like Milton comes to town, it is not a time for division, it's a time for help. Exemplified by Greg Biffle, a retired NASCAR driver who's a competent helicopter pilot, and was using his helicopter to try to spot people who had problems, and spotted a guy with a mirror asking for help in an area that I would be scared to death to land his helicopter. And he landed his helicopter and bailed the whole family out that easily might have starved had he not got there, because there was no other way to get there. What all those people are doing is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who's helping. Helping generally, certainly also and specifically people helping in the storm. Thanks to the FEMA workers. Thanks to the local volunteers. Thanks to all the nonprofit apparatus that helps in the horrible storm. Something occurred to me, Dad, and then we'll get to your, maybe this is your first story, but I was processing why the right wing is seizing so much, is trying to create a fake story about insufficient storm help. And of course, it's because they want to make up opportunities to attack Kamala Harris. But it's partly because they've internalized the Donald Trump rule, which is if you're defending, you're losing, and therefore always attack. And if the only thing you have is a false attack, make a false attack. And so I already knew that part, right? But what it hadn't dawned on me is, oh, if they were to stay silent, if they didn't try very, very hard to use all of their myrmidons, all of their Confederates, all of their propaganda apparatus to talk about that false story, you know what we might be talking about? We might be talking about climate crises. We might be talking about the fact that storms are getting worse and more frequent, and therefore we have a responsibility. We already had it. We had it 50 years ago. We had it 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and 10 years ago. We certainly have it now to address that at least a little bit. And what they do is they pick the fight, even if that fight is false. What's the first story, Pop?
Well, before I go to the first story, I had a really neat thing happen just 5 minutes ago.
All right.
I received a phone call from a woman who met you and me in a event in Salem years ago, who wanted to make sure that if I was on this morning, that I mentioned Kamala's proposal to extend Medicare for home care. And so I'm doing that because that is kind of a big deal if that were to happen.
Yep.
That might even become significant for me, which is a really nice thing.
They're going to put you into a home? You never know, Pop. See how you do today.
Obviously, she was listening. She had been listening earlier.
Just a tone of my voice? What she thought we'd do with you? Anyway, keep going.
On Milton, a couple of comments. First, years ago, I read a novel called Condominium. Condominium is a story about a hurricane that comes into Tampa. And I heartily recommend it to anybody who wants to get a real feel for what a hurricane is like, because I have always felt since I read that book that I really had experienced a hurricane. It was a marvelous thing. Talking about the comment of the far right, have you noticed that there are all kinds of showing up on X, especially formerly Twitter, now X, all kinds of anti-Semitic stuff, attacking anybody with a Jewish-sounding name that's related to FEMA or related to NOAA or related to the federal government's attack on the losses and I just
let me dwell on that for a moment and we live in a town, by the way, that has had a bunch of sort of Gaza protests and that I want to think coincidentally just get, and my house is glass, right? I don't always pay attention to dates. I've scheduled things in Rosh Hashanah before. I am not Jewish, and I'm not always sensitive to how other people live their lives as much as I should be. But the school district planned outdoor school, which is one of the coolest things in our state, which sends sixth graders out for a week to be in nature with each other and basically go to camp. But it's a learning camp, and it gets rave reviews, and it ends up being an important inflection point in kids' lives very often, but schedule it over Rosh Hashanah. I was talking to a friend of mine who's Jewish and saying, wow, like this is not the moment for us not to be sensitive. And I recently scheduled something over Rosh Hashanah, and that was a mistake of mine. But what you're talking about is not a mistake. What you're talking about is deliberate, and let me get to it. So I was watching, it's gonna take me a couple beats, so bear with me. I was watching, and forgive me for this, well, it was, I was watching it, not real time. InfoWars, and their big thing right now on InfoWars, and this of course is the guy who lost a lawsuit because he lied just horrifically about Sandy Hook, about mass gun murders, and his big thing was having, I'm using air quotes for those in radio land, using air quotes, weather experts to come on and say how in fact this storm has been manipulated and caused by the government in order to punish southern states and punish Florida. And this is, of course, a horribly false conspiracy in the worst sense of the term. And we start thinking about conspiracies and about the about InfoWars, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump from QAnon. The main narrative, I'll try to do this quick. So if you think about tapping into the main narrative, so the Christian story, originally the Jewish story, right? The story of the Bible is one of the main narratives in the West. The dawn of the United States is one of the main narratives in the United States, right? Our founding documents are key pieces of that main narrative. There is a main narrative that is being used by too much of the right wing. And that main narrative is this sort of QAnon, Truth Social, anti-Semitic adjacent, I'll get more to that, conspiratorial narrative, and a main vein in that really gets back to, it really does get back to the sort of anti-Zionist conspiracy theories. That's sort of the main narrative of conspiracy theory in the American and European experience. We have to be really watchful of it, because it doesn't take long before you start the InfoWars narrative, and start the InfoWars conspiracy, and you're at one degree of separation from people doing anti-Semitic things almost every time. That's some of the root of anti-Semitism. Sorry for that longer rant. Your turn, Pop.
Well, that reminds me of what is happening in the Middle East, and there are lots of speculation as to what Israel is going to do in response to the missiles sent from Iran.
Yeah.
And I am reminded of what happened in the dysfunction. Take your break. I'll bring it up after.
Okay. We'll be right back. This is my dad, Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff. It's your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. After news with my dad, it'll be your calls. We'll be right back.
This fall, stay cozy with Cozy Earth, where luxury meets comfort and every product turns your home into a sanctuary. After a busy day, your 5 to 9 should be all about relaxation, and Cozy Earth helps you embrace that calm. Let me tell you about my favorite products. First, the bamboo sheet set. Made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo, they're incredibly soft and breathable, helping you sleep cooler. They even get softer with every wash and come with a 10-year warranty. And after every shower, Cozy Earth's luxe bath sheets are pure indulgence. Crafted from a cotton and bamboo viscose blend, these generously sized bath sheets are incredibly soft and absorbent. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their commitment to quality, from responsibly sourced materials to innovative fabrics that won't pill or wear down. Plus, that 10-year warranty says it all. Ready to wrap yourself in luxury this fall? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use that code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Tom Hartman.
The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, you're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote.
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, what? And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Do you, let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? Freedom of religion is an essential principle of the country, as is being free from someone else's religion. And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. This one is personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of the separation of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit FFRF.org, that's Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, Foxtrot.org/vote to learn how to register. Find your polling place, discover how you can make an impact, and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Receive a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought, today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement. Protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. All right, Pop, what is the next story? I have time for a couple more.
Well, as a segue from the Middle East back to the United States, as you may remember, Jared Kushner, the DDT son-in-law, started a private equity firm just a couple of days after the end of DDT's term.
It's a coincidence.
Got huge financing from the Middle East, including $2 billion from MBS in Saudi Arabia.
He's very generous.
Yeah, very, very generous. And now, 4 years later, the report is that he has received over $112 million worth of fees.
Oh,
and guess what?
Good for him.
Guess what he has paid in dividends to those investors?
They haven't done a lot of investments yet, is my understanding.
Well, as a matter of fact, they haven't received a dime. He's as good as his father-in-law, as a grifter, and very successful.
No, and I'll say more about it. So yeah, they haven't really started making their investments yet, and when the sovereign wealth fund that MBS is the sort of the ultimate, I don't want to say overseer of, because it's kind of all their money, but they recommended against. They decided against investing in Kushner's outfit, and MBS overruled them. The board said no, and let's assume there had been a conversation with Kushner, and probably that conversation happened before 2 days after Trump was out of the White House.
Almost certainly.
That they made that deal, and even though the sovereign wealth fund decision maker said no, the king said yes. And yeah, it's a big, big deal. And if you look at the money that's in that, almost no American investor went with this fund. It looks, I mean, how can you make the case that it isn't just a payoff? How can you make a case? Because it's a way to get Jared Kushner $100 million. Now, it's not a way to get him $200 million because it's not his money, right? It's money he controls. But that helped, you know, kind of cloud the fact that it was a direct payoff of $100 million. Oh, man, I didn't realize it had been zero dividends to any investor. All right, well, the grift goes on. What's next?
Well, a fascinating story. researchers, genetically engineered some tiny worms so they would react to light in seeking food. And they then trained the worms and an artificial intelligence input to work together. And it turns out that the AI can, by directing the light, the worms get much, much better at finding food and going around obstacles. And there is speculation that this might help discovering how to deal with Parkinson's. So AI, that's a good story about AI.
All right. So before we do our closing story, one thing we haven't mentioned, and I'm remiss not to, you've checked out the Bob Woodward stuff, and that Trump has had as many as 7 private calls with Putin since leaving office, says Bob Woodward in his new book, and also the fact now we know that in Trump's meeting with Putin, that Rex Tillerson said he was woefully unprepared for and got out-negotiated and outplayed, and they pulled pulled a KGB job on him, that Trump said, Ukraine has asked for weapons. Should we give them to him? To which Putin said, no, you should not. And that apparently has shaped Donald Trump's viewpoint. And Donald Trump has continued to talk to Vladimir Putin since then. Any reaction, Dad? Donald Trump did not have nice things to say about Bob Woodward after Woodward shared this story.
I keep wondering how much truth there might actually be to the infamous dossier.
Oh, yeah.
And how much Putin enjoys holding that over DDT's head.
It's time for a straw in the wind, Pop, then we got to wrap.
Okay, straw in the wind.
Like a straw in the wind.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. Go on.
The Kraken, which is the new Seattle Hockey and National Hockey League team, has hired Jessica Campbell as a coach. Boy, is that a straw in the wind. A coach, female, in the NHL. Wow.
Go, Jessica. Is it Kraken or is it Kraken? I thought it was Kraken.
I don't know the answer to that.
Now that Jessica's coaching there, forgive me for saying her first name. We're not that familiar. I've never met the person. But we're going to have to watch, and then we'll resolve the question of the pronunciation. Release the Kraken! All right, Pop. Love talking to you.
Love you. Great to be with you.
Be well. We'll be back just a little bit with your calls, 202-808-9925. What are we missing?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
That's a good idea. Call 202-808-9925.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Okay, team, I'm gonna level with you. The economy's looking pretty We need everyone to put on their thinking caps. Our digital marketing is flattening out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to satellite radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media made brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Bone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Milton's blamed for at least 15 deaths in Florida. There's extensive damage, especially in the Tampa Bay area, but it could have been worse if people had not heeded evacuation orders, says ABC's Victor Oquendo in Venice, Florida.
We're coming right off of Helene, so they experienced that firsthand. And then we all saw what Helene did in North Carolina, too, so it was fresh in everyone's minds. And the way Milton was shaping up, nobody wanted to take a chance with this one.
There are still more than 2.6 million power outages in Florida. President Biden again condemned former President Trump for spreading lies about how his administration's responded to severe weather. Authorities in Deer Park, Texas say two people died and 35 had to be treated after a chemical release at a plant in the Houston suburb. And 12 people spent about 6 hours at the bottom of a former gold mine in Colorado after an elevator accident killed one person. The group's been rescued. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Building Commission approved more than $160 million for new construction projects around Wisconsin this week. That includes $50 million for 50 projects aimed at bolstering infrastructure and services, such as health and wellness, economic and workforce development, arts and culture, and public services. We're four games into the Wisconsin Badgers' first season with alcohol sales at Camp Randall Stadium, as Terry Bell reports fans seem to be handling their booze.
UW-Madison police say alcohol-related arrests at Badger football games are down since the athletic department started selling alcohol at Camp Randall Stadium. UW-Madison police say they've arrested 90 people so far this year. That compares to 130 last year. Beer and seltzer sales of football games have been strong all season. I'm Terry Bell.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been 30 years since the film Speed was released. In honor of the milestone, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock reunited in Los Angeles at the Egyptian Theater for an anniversary screening. The film made Bullock a star. She was joined after the screening by Reeves for a Q&A. Reeves talked about working with Dennis Hopper and of the professionalism shown by Jeff Daniels, and at one point said, "We knew we were making something wacky." I guess that means he's proud of the film. If you're feeling nostalgic and aren't into Halloween movies, check out the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which actually might remind you of Halloween. The film hits theaters this weekend for a limited run. The Tim Burton film was originally released in 1993. The stop animation film will be playing on over 1,000 screens across America this weekend. The film received a 95% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 92% with audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning mostly clear in the overnight, lower 50s at daybreak, light south winds. For Friday, skies will turn mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, a few more clouds Friday night, lows in the upper 40s behind a cold front, a much cooler weekend on the way. It's 53 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants. And even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sean Blaschka and Bill Beaudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society team for Freaky Friday. And it's also a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr comes by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Really affected St. Louis, where I'm from.
Yep.
We had 72 different public swimming pools in St. Louis city proper. 72 of them. And they were not integrated, and rather than integrate them, I think they left one in the north side and one in the south side, and they shut the rest down. And then because, you know, the city of St. Louis was, I don't know, 1,000,001 in the 1960 census, it, you know, they started having way too many people at the swimming pool on a hot day, and so, you know, fights turned into a headlines. And so it was just, you know, bigotry is an expensive problem. And that guy might, the guy from Detroit might be interested in, I saw a book, and I don't remember the street number, but there was a, the title of the book was Street Number Rose Avenue. And it was about an organized crime family that was based at this Rose Avenue address in New York City, and how they basically organized crime helped spawn the white flight out of New York City. And then, of course, Donald Trump and his dad cashed in on it. You know, when it describes how the organized crime were selling houses and they were leasing houses, and that they would intentionally, it was very similar to the subprime thing of about 10 years ago, where they would sell a house to somebody that wasn't qualified, and they would basically then evict them right away since they couldn't pay for their mortgages, and they would take these, you know, the service fees, the commissions on each house, and then they, by putting unqualified people in those houses, they would then create such turmoil in that part of town that it created the white flight. And then Donald Trump was able to buy that land at about $1 an acre with, the redevelopment loans. And his dad was involved in that, too. So he kind of, this book describes how organized crime took part in the white flight issue. And the same thing happened in St. Louis. Like I was saying, I think the population was 1.1 million in 1960. But to this day, I think it's barely 250,000 in St. Louis because there's still a lot of bigots there. But what I was interested in, you were talking about freedom. And when you think about Ben Franklin, you know, he would have been burned as a witch for playing with lightning bolts. He just would have been executed. The Inquisition would have rounded him up.
Yeah.
But the fact that he had the courage to go out there and explore, you know, the emerging science of electricity, he had the freedom to help develop the very economy that we've got today. You know, that we've got all sorts of people listening to you on streaming, on television, on radio, all of the, of course, the space aliens, they've got that technology to put it in my tooth, and I get to hear your show that way. But, the whole idea that science has freed us all.
Yeah.
And the polluters know that they cannot afford to get caught for poisoning the planet. And they cannot allow science to really educate all of us, because then we would realize where these cancer clusters are coming from. We would realize, you know, the medical problems that are coming up with, emerging in various generations.
Yep.
And so the polluters, the Project 2025 crowd, have got a vested interest in dumbing us all down so that they never have to pay for the damages that they've done.
David, I appreciate the call. We'll keep it to those two topics, and I'll reply to them. So the second one I heard you say was polluters wanted to drown science, and much of what helped give birth to the United States of America was the Enlightenment. Was we're going to stop burning witches at the stake. We're going to start trying to honor folks like Thomas Jefferson, folks like Benjamin Franklin, who believed in the gathering of ideas and the gathering of truth. And then also your thought, and thank you, David, so much for calling, and also your thought about how I love your line, bigotry is an expensive problem. I wrote it down. And it's something to be watchful for, right? Profiteers and powermongers have exploited bigotry, have exploited prejudice, have exploited racism since time immemorial. They've exploited it in various ways, exploited it to help gin up anger to wage war, people gin up the a sense of us versus them. And ginned it up to make profit in real estate and elsewhere. And Donald Trump, who learned that lesson from his dad and learned that lesson from Roy Cohn and learned that lesson in New York and beyond and then started teaching it and turned it into high art, he's doing it now to have been elected and try to be elected again to the presidency of the United States. And it's our job. Not to pretend bigotry and prejudice and racism don't exist. It's our job to try to be really careful about not exploiting it. In the 60s, whenever we were going to move from Jim Crow, whenever we were going to before that end slavery, whenever we are going to now continue bending the arc of history towards something mildly approaching justice, there are going to be costs. It's going to be painful. It's going to be disruptive. It's going to be stressful. It's totally worth it. There could be ways we can do things better, make more sensible transitions. We're way overdue having a woman president. It is embarrassing that Germany beat us to it. It's embarrassing that England beat us to it. It's embarrassing that India beat us to it. We haven't already had a woman president. We should all be ashamed. And by the way, maybe cheers and kudos to the Kamala Harris campaign for not having that be the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth thing that is being said on the campaign trail. But if you don't think that's enough of a reason, if you're anywhere close in your decision, if you don't think that's enough of a reason, if you don't think that's powerful, you got another thing coming. It is deeply powerful. It is a moral imperative for this country to not only have dude presidents. It's a moral imperative. And the fact that it's not front and top of mind of every political discussion means it's got to be some of our discussion. If you decide to vote for Trump, what are you voting for? Let's go to Frank. You got about 45 seconds, Frank, till the break. Frank, you there?
Oh, hey. Hey, Jeff. What's going on, man?
Yeah, you got just a little tiny bit of time before the break, but didn't want to make you wait any longer.
Okay, well, real quick then, I'm trying to raise awareness of the fact that Trump is presently ineligible to take the oath of office, even if he were to win, according to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. He's ineligible. He can never take the oath again because he's an adjudicated insurrectionist.
Yep. And I hear the argument.
If we can popularize it, because I don't think one person in a thousand is aware of this, but if we could get the critical mass.
Yeah, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment prevents certain people from holding office. Prohibited offices include senators, representatives, electors, or the president and vice president. And prohibited actions include engaging in insurrection or rebellion against the Constitution, giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the Constitution. I get your point. I hope we decide this at the ballot box, and he's got to lose.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Donald Trump fit to serve in the presidency? I think a majority of Americans know that he's not.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Will White Schoolhouse behind is the birthplace of the Republican Party. Executive Director of the Ripon Area Chamber of Commerce, Mandy Kimes.
Whether you love politics or you aren't even interested, there is something here because those ideals and values and lessons and courage can influence us today to be active citizens and to be willing to take a stand. And really, ordinary people in an ordinary place doing extraordinary things.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're back with Jennifer, who grew up in Oakland, is the only white person in a black neighborhood. I want to say it's complicated, wasn't all good, wasn't all bad. The challenges weren't only racism, there were other challenges. What are the root causes of some of those challenges? Jennifer, please finish your point.
Yeah, complicated. We need to look at with the bad part, almost all of it, we're looking at black males between like 13 and 35. So you need to say, what's going on? Well, you need to know that you have status. It's to be, well, you are a dangerous person. You're someone not to be messed with. And that gives you social status. So you need to take a look at other ways to give people status, because they don't have status in the wider world, right? So that's what we're supposed to always need to look at. I always thought that one of the most important things they could possibly have done was to allow the people renting these houses, which a lot of them are cool, old houses that run down, to buy their homes at the same price they were renting them. Mm-hmm. And they'd be there for generations and couldn't buy the home.
Yep.
And I felt that so strongly that the key to most of this was home ownership, especially when you're talking 59 to 60s, when things were reasonable. I became a loan officer specifically to work on the government programs that are supposed to be for, middle and lower income programs for home buying. It's all a scam. I could not get one single loan through because the loan programs for housing for lower income people were designed to fail. They do not work. No one can qualify. So what happened was people would come in, buy these cool old houses, and, they were kind of run down all cash, renovate them, turn around, and kick these people out. They'd been there for generations sometimes, and they would have nowhere to go. So this all just snowballs into anger, injustice. I think that's a big part of it. But I think it's a mistake to just, every time something comes up, to say, it's racism, and that's the end of it. It's not the end of it. It's a big, long, complicated, and it needs to be seriously discussed. And I think people should start talking to poor white people who grew up with poor black people, and not just Harvard graduates. You know what I mean?
Oh, did we lose you? I promise I didn't cut you off just because you took a whack at Harvard graduates.
When I see Harvard graduates on the TV discussing, the poverty and race and et cetera, I'm like, you don't have to write it all.
No, I get it. I get it, Jennifer.
Talk to the people who actually live there.
Yeah, so I can speak from a little bit of personal experience. So I grew up, and I was student body president of one of the three schools in my state that had big big black population, right? So I grew up, when I went trick-or-treating, and there was a group of black trick-or-treaters, and one of them came over and boxed me in the ear and stole my candy. And I was fortunate to have a guy in that group who knew me, because we had a class together. He said, "Nah, man, that guy's cool," and I got my candy back. My ear still hurt, but at least I got my candy back. And I know for people who grow up in integrated neighborhoods, it's not always just kumbaya. It's not always just, isn't this great, right? Howard Stern tells his own stories. We all have got our own stories. And I've got a few reflections. I don't have all the wisdom, but I got a few reflections. So one thing that we know a lot more about now is generational trauma. We know that when somebody is abused, that doesn't impact only them. That impacts the people they are around and the next generation and their family. And imagine if you have generational and generational and generational trauma, and it goes from generation to generation. How many generations does it take to continue to build the arc, to bend the arc of that family towards greater compassion and trust towards other human beings? That's one of the things that we're learning about that we've got to mess with. We also know that wealth disparities in nations, and I would interpolate, extrapolate, wealth disparities in communities also trigger stress and resentment. I felt it, right? I was raised by a single mom mostly. When my folks divorced, my mom passed away, then I moved my dad. That's my quick story. And I moved my dad just before my mom passed away. And I was to some degree, to be clear, one of the things I love about my relationship with my dad is I started out more of a mama's boy, right? And I was raised by a single mom, and we didn't have any damn money, and I felt the pressure. Right. I had white privilege leaking over my blonde hair, but I felt the pressure and the tension and the stress of living around people who had a lot more resource, a lot more money, a lot more economic privilege than I had. I can only imagine what that would be like. And that impacted me. It impacted my behavior, I'm sure. And I can only imagine what would happen if you overlay upon that other elements of stress. We're about to go to break in a second. I want to give you the last word. So I agree with you. It is complicated. And I want to just wash over it, nor do I want to stand in a position of great expertise and understanding, empathizing with all lived experience. But I appreciate your call for complication and nuance. But please take the last word.
I guess my last word is there is a lot of intergenerational abuse, a lot of family abuse, and a lot of totally adorable little kids start to become really angry around 7 or 8. And that has a lot to do with it also.
Thank you, Jennifer. Let's go.
It's also that we poor white kids suffer a lot. A lot of what people of color suffer, the difference being that we are able to walk out of it and nobody knew the difference.
Yeah, I was going to another call, but I guess I need to respond to that. Exactly. So I knew I was sort of a poor kid, but I was a poor kid of a mom who had an affluent dad. So I could... Mm-hmm. I had access to those lessons, right? She could send me like the cotillion, and I learned what fork to use, right? She knew what scholarships might be able to be got. I did not for college, that she was passed away by then, but you know, I could get involved in little programs, and she hustled, and you know, we made it work, and we moved firmly within the middle class before she died. But then what I realized, I don't know if I realized until you just said it, but what I had the privilege to do is that when I went off to a fancy school, nobody knew about that. I could look like somebody who grew up affluent quickly and easily. And that's not as quick and as easy for everyone. And we should recognize that. We'll be back. This is Tom's show. This is your show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping, you're still hurt, and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. At cbdistillery.com, the code is TOM.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It'll be a fantastic TGIF Friday. Brady Ewing and Peter Rapine with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.